The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome to Spirituality 101. It's Friday, and again, it's my pleasure to welcome you and to be here with you so that we can explore the subject of the basic rudiments of Spirituality 101. Today our subject or our topic is as above, so below. It is one of the most striking questions in this field of spirituality, and as simple as it sounds, it bears the key to the mysteries of spiritual experience. There's a little explanation that goes with it, and I would like to read it for you. As above, so below. Heavens above, heaven below. Stars above, stars below. All that is above, thus also below. Understand this and be blessed. The significance of this phrase is that it is believed to hold the key to all mysteries. Have you ever wondered how differently your life would be if indeed you can go about your daily routine fully conscious of your place in the universe? Or ask the question, is there a real opportunity for us as human beings striving here on earth to live our lives in harmony and abundance? And I'd like to say to you joyously that the answer to both of those questions is, yes, there is a way in which, as human beings, we could strive to live in harmony here in the universe and bring about tremendous amount of abundance. And that the key to doing all that is kind of locked in this phrase, as above, so below. We're children of the universal intelligence. That is, some people call that intelligence God. Some people call it Allah. It has been called by many names. But there is a universal flow, a universal flow of energy that radiates, surrounds, and drives this universe. And we are children of the universal intelligence that is that energy. Therefore, we are truly divine and innately intelligent. The true essence of who we are is this amazing intelligence that permeates our being, and we're fully integrated as a part of the universe into all that that force has created. We are walking holograms. A hologram is if you take a little piece of something, but even though it's a small piece, that small piece contains everything that the whole, that exists in the whole. And that's who we really are. When we descended as human beings to earth and were born, our spirits were expressed in a baby, what we brought with us is a divine plan that was structured above us in the spiritual realm before we came here. You know, we did not come here by accident, and we certainly did not arrive on the planet with the hope that we might find something to do. We, each and every one of us, came here with a contract. We came here with a plan. We came here with a knowledge that is innately inside of that, the divine intelligence I just talked about, that will allow us to be and to do what it is we came here to do. And so there are blueprints above us, and we came here with those blueprints fully, fully imaged into our being. However, a spiritual teacher of mine, I've had some very creative spiritual teachers, which might have a lot to do with the fact that I perhaps wasn't perhaps the most the student that learned the quickest, and so they had to come up with these little very physical ways of helping me to understand phenomenal concepts. And when I was wrestling with this, well, everything that you know, Norma, everything you need to know to function in this world is already inside of you. And I had some problems with that. And so my teacher pointed out, he said, when you take an apple seed and you plant it in fertile soil, what you will get is an apple tree. You won't get a pear tree. You get an apple tree. You'll get the similitude of an apple tree. And that apple tree will bear apples, and you can be absolutely positive about that. And the reason for that is that the tree or nature, you see, has been programmed to bring forth the plan that is locked into those little seeds. We, however, have got the plan locked inside of us, but we have been given free will. We've also been programmed with free will. And it is the free will that very often gets in the way. We are children of the universe that are required to grow up and become functioning adults. We are children of the universe that are intended as part of our natural education to understand the laws of the universe in which we function, the laws of the universe that are very much seeded into us. We're expected to spend time studying them, reminding ourselves physically and the outside about them. And in turn, when we become adults, being able to spiritually apply those principles and manifest and bring forth what it is that we need to manifest and bring forth. But you may well ask, what gets in the way? What is in the way that prevents us from being all that we can be, that prevents us from knowing instinctively and intuitively who we are and why we are here? And I would like to suggest that the answer to that question has a lot to do with the word called alignment. Where are you aligned? And to what extent is that alignment strong? As children in playgrounds, we get up to mischief, and that's expected of mischievous children. It is called play. It is called being a child. And I think it was the teacher Christ who said, when I was a child, I acted like a child, and when I became a man, I put away childish things. We are expected to move through our spiritual growth to the place where we have become spiritual grown-ups who are capable of taking into our hands and into our minds spiritual principles and using them to create or recreate ourselves as we go along. As above, so below is a reminder, a very strong reminder that the blueprints are above you in the spiritual realm. The blueprints are within you as you walk on the physical plane. And the word alignment becomes very important so that when we find that we have stepped outside of the boundaries we ought to be able to know the tools that we can reach for and that would help us to pull ourselves back into alignment with this great divine force, as that is this intelligence that guides and directs the world. Human beings are seeded with divine intelligence. So how do we get back? How do we take ourselves back to the place where we are fully aligned, walking in rhythm, and ready to be all that we can be? Let's go back to something that has been repeated constantly in Spirituality 101, and I'm hoping that there are people out there taking notes. Get the body fit, and the mind will follow. All life is rhythm. The moment of conception, it took the rhythm of two human beings to create or bring forth the next life force. At the moment of birth, it took rhythm to push us into this world. Once we get into the world, it's required of us that we stay in rhythm. We must learn the basic rudiments of life, and the basic rudiments of life have to do with rhythm. There's a rhythm to the way we speak. There is a rhythm to walking and talking, and there's a rhythm to the culture in which we were born and we're being raised. And it seems as though when we're not as aware that we have free will, as in we are children, we follow that pattern very naturally, and we stay in rhythm. And as you can well see from children, very small children, babies and small children, stay aligned to the divine intelligence. So they master these amazing principles and concepts even before they learn how to read. It's not required for a baby or a young child to go to the library and find a book to instruct them on how to get into the rhythm of the culture in which you were born, or how to get into the rhythm of walking or talking. But as soon as we become aware that we have free will, then we begin to experiment a little bit. And that experimentation sometimes begin to take us away from that natural rhythm. So getting the body fit, staying in rhythm, walking, even though you may have an exercise routine that works for you, it is still recommended that you get into walking in nature. Walking in nature gets you back in touch with the rhythm of the universe, the rhythm of the changing of the seasons, and it allows you to begin to pull oneself back into alignment with universal forces. Once the body gets fit, the mind tends to follow, and we become a lot more focused when we are attempting to stay aligned, get the body aligned with the natural rhythms of the world. Once the mind becomes more focused, then the spirit begins to flourish. To that, I would say, add periods of silence. Silence is sacred. It has a way to taking one to the spiritual depths. One of my spiritual teachers insisted on 4 hours of silence every day. I have to tell you, that was not an easy task when you must go to work and you must raise children. It meant that I had to awaken myself earlier in the morning so that I can get at least 2 hours of that silence before the world kind of came awake. But the holding of 4 hours silence a day for me was one way of getting me into the spiritual rhythm that existed inside of me. So get into silence. Engage silence more as you walk in rhythm. And you will begin to feel the sacredness of life. Not just hear it, but feel it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Spirituality 101.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone
marrow. We need to perform a surgical biopsy.
MIB is part of
diagnosis. After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. It's Reverend Norma, and this is Spirituality 101. I believe we have a caller. Andrew, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Welcome to Spirituality 101, and how may I be of service to you today?
Thank you. I'm just listening to the show, and it's very good information.
Thank you.
I'm very interested in this as below, as above, so below. And just listening to you in the beginning of the show, and I know we haven't gone that far yet, but it seems like what you're talking about is something that, with my research and what I've seen, the ancient Egyptians seem to adhere to this principle. And I'm wondering if it's just coincidental, me trying to put the puzzle pieces together, or did the Egyptians have a clear understanding of this? And if they did, were they kind of like the original or the first group of people to really record, you know, this type of, you know, as above, so below? I'm just curious.
Well, thank you for your question. Your question has a wealth of depth to it. Hermes was the one to whom this statement is attributed. It is said that it was on a tablet, the emerald tablet. It was the words, the very opening remarks on an emerald tablet that gave to the world its entire concept. And you're absolutely correct. The Egyptians were the ones who literally took it, ran with it, and was able to build the amazing civilization that they did by simply getting to understand this concept. It's a very simple thing, but I would suggest to you that you actually, in your best handwriting, not typewritten, type the words out. As above, semicolon, so below. And place it in a place where your eyes can fall on it, you know, somewhere close to the computer if you spend a lot of time on the computer,
right.
Maybe up on the mirror on the bathroom wall. And this was an exercise that a spiritual teacher of mine made me engage. And it's something about the visual contact with the words, particularly if they are written in your own handwriting, that will begin to take you there. And what I found when I began to really engage the phrase, you become almost overwhelmed by the enormity of what you're experiencing when you begin to recognize that you are a minuscule piece, but however, a complete hologram of the entire universe. You are a hologram of the divine intelligence. You are all that there is above you in the spiritual realm, and it's just a matter now you begin to ask, well, how do I get back in alignment, in total alignment? How can I move away from fear and have myself totally aligned? And I believe that's what the Egyptians uncovered. That's what the Egyptians came to know very well, and it led to the amazing civilization that they were able to produce. So in the year 2009, as we move to this place where it is decreed that in 2012 the world will change, it would seem to me that this might be a good time for us to emulate the Egyptians' study of that phrase and what it produced for them. Does that help you to understand it?
Yeah. I think it helps me a lot to start that quest to really get my feet down on that concept. I really appreciate your words.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Well, we thank Andrew for that very, very in-depth question. But rather than take you into places where it's so deep it may be hard to understand, I would really like to encourage you to just try that experiment I gave him. Write the words down. Place them where you can visually see them. Play with them. Write them down every now and again. And allow yourself, particularly if you're walking in rhythm, allow yourself to walk into that rhythm so that you begin to sense, to feel, and to know what that means. I see we have another caller on the line. Stephen, are you there? Welcome to Spirituality 101. Are you there?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing, Reverend Norma?
Yes, how are you? I'm fine.
I'm doing good. I've been listening to your show quite a lot. And regarding to the question of the last caller and previous callers, as far as this world that we live in, this whole continent, do you believe that all people of all races, all ages, are all spiritual?
Yes. We are spiritual beings desperately trying to function as humans. I'll say that again. We are spiritual beings desperately trying to function as humans. And it is in our humanness that we make mistakes. But in the spirit, we know all things. We know how to manifest all things. We know how to do all things because we are spiritual. We are pieces of God. And that divinity that is God dwells within each and every one of us, irregardless of our race, our color, or creed. Does that help you to understand it?
Yes, definitely. And my last question is, if I hear you talk a lot about you need to get the body fit and the mind fit, if not doing that, do certain things happen to an individual to make them realize that, hey, spirit is here and that you need a wake-up call? I guess that's how I can say it.
Ah, yes. The universe is quite adept at wake-up calls. And as a matter of fact, in some Christian circles, this is my personal belief, people get too focused on that devil person. Because a lot of what we experience in life that may be uncomfortable are really wake-up calls. The universe will use everything at its disposal to wake us up. That is the power of grace. If I've got to beat you down to wake you up, then I'll do that. So yes, the universe is very, very adept at providing wake-up calls. And it is to our advantage that we pay attention. And getting back into alignment is so much simpler than people think. I mean, the very simple act of walking in nature begins this process of getting closer back into alignment with the divine force, with the universal laws that run this world, and the universal laws that are locked inside of us. Does that help you to understand it?
Yes, definitely. I thank you for that.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
I see we have another caller on the line. Paula, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to Spirituality 101.
Thank you. I would like to piggyback on the last two callers and the explanation that you gave them. You speak about us, the universe giving us wake-up calls and about us getting in line. If we are all spiritual beings and we have it within us to see what's above, what's beneath, to get with it, why is it so difficult for us get it done?
Because we have free will. We have free will. You know, today my questioner seemed to be taking me to the Bible, but see, those of you listening out there don't believe that the Bible is not the only sacred book on earth. But when you listen to, you know, there's a piece of scripture that says, when I was a child, I acted like a child, I behaved like a child, when I became a man, I put away childish things. There is a childhood towards spiritual growth, and then we are expected to graduate into becoming fully functioning adult spiritual beings. But sometimes we get trapped in liking or enjoying the joy of being children, and so we tend to stay stuck there. It's like going to school. Think of it. I go to school, and up until third grade, I'm kind of interested in stuff. And then they began to work on me with mathematics, and I don't really like mathematics. So I decide I'll just ignore the teacher and her math, and I will just continue to do art because I'm more interested in art. Can you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
And so what happens is, so you become great grades at art and probably great grades at writing. But then you get to fourth grade, fifth grade, and you are still lacking in certain mathematical skills because you've kind of like turned off your head because it provided a little bit of difficulty. Well, we do the same thing in our spiritual growth. I like what I'm doing over here. I am being called to do this over there. That is too hard. I really don't want to go back and think about my childhood because that is too difficult. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I really don't want to have to discipline myself to be quiet and be in meditation. And so what we do is we do not embrace the opportunities that the universe sent to us to allow us to grow to the next level. So we become stuck. You know, my 3-year-old grandson says, Grandma, I'm stuck. And I look at this little 3-year-old child and think, wow, He understands, it seems to me, better than some adults, but yes, we sometimes get stuck. And that's really the answer to your question. And then if we're lucky, we have someone around us who is going to kick us out of that stuck place. And we're blessed when there is someone there who is willing to take the risk and kick us out. Does that help you to understand?
Yes, could I?
We're going to the break. If you have another part to that question, we'll have to take it after the break.
I'll hold.
Stay on the line. Don't go away.
Thank you.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, oh! There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Manifest your personal and professional dream by honoring your true genius and magnificence. On DeMartini, Live and Inspired, host Dr. John F. DeMartini shares his enlightening perspectives, humorous observations of human nature, and practical action steps to live a truly inspired, purposeful, and fulfilling life. His scope of knowledge and experience is a culmination of 34 years of research and studies. Dr. DeMartini's trailblazing philosophy and revolutionary understanding is reshaping modern psychology and business and changing the lives of millions. Broadcasting each week as a special program on the Seventh Wave Network, DeMartini, Live and Inspired, transforms thought and stimulates action. Get ready to break through to live an amazing life.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Reverend Norma, and this is Spirituality 101, and we are looking at the esoteric phrase, as above, so below. And before we went to the break, I was speaking with Paula, and she still has an additional question. So we'll go back to Paula and her question. Paula, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for holding.
Thank you very much. Yes, you spoke about, okay, we have free will, and occasionally someone may come along who would be so kind as to help us get from there. If it's a situation where the person, okay, let us say for some unknown reason, the person comes along, but still I'm not really attuned to it. Is there, you know, my whole thing is we have this free will which seems to get me, for one, in trouble. How could I get rid of this? How could I get myself more in tune with walking where I'm supposed to be, getting there?
Well, you kind of said the magic word. And I can't keep stressing this enough on air. Because when people think of spirituality, when they hear the word spirituality, a lot of people shut down because they feel this is something higher or greater or requires this amazing intelligence or require a gift in order for them to manifest it. But what I'm trying to help people to understand on this show is that your spirituality is very, very simple. It is innate, and this very act of walking in nature. You're walking in nature. You know, so often people walk with music.
Yes.
I would say initially, walk with silence. After you've walked with silence and you've kind of like begun to get into yourself, then you have to very carefully select the music that you will walk with. Because music with lyrics speaks to the mind. If you're walking with music with lyrics, you're really engaging your mind. The mind is a reasoning center. Listen to that. It reasons. It does not come to conclusions. It reasons.
Okay.
When we listen to music without language or lyrics, we are now speaking directly to our soul. So if you want to walk with music, you have to be very selective of the harmonious content that music has been put together with. But I can't stress enough that walking in rhythm will take you there. And sometimes if you're working with somebody or you're trying to get a point over to somebody and they really can't get it, it might be a good thing to encourage them to become a walking partner with you. Because in walking together, you will eventually fall in stride together. And a tremendous amount of transfer of who we are and what we are and where we're going happens when we are walking or striding together. You know, very often couples may come to me for counseling and they've got whatever problems connecting, and I say, well, just start by walking for 20 minutes every night or even 3 times a week Because as you begin to walk together, you begin to fall in stride together. And if you're doing that in silence, you're transferring a tremendous amount of who you are into each other. Can you understand that?
Yes, I can.
So sometimes when it becomes really, really difficult for people to hear the spiritual stuff you're trying to say, it might be good to kind of cease the talk and take it into meditative silence and take it into rhythm. And often you'll find that you will get that rhythm, that energy, that divine force goes before you and makes the way so that when you open your mouth, the words can be readily heard. Does that help you to understand
it? Yes, it does. That was very, very helpful. Thank you ever so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. And today we're quite busy. We have Roberta that's holding. Roberta, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon, Reverend Edwards.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Spirituality 101.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
Thank you for taking my call. My question for you is whether sound plays a part in opening up the doorway to particular realms. Thank you.
Oh, dear, you have just said the second magic word. The first magic word is exercise, walking. And the second magic word is sound. Yes, on an auditory basis, we take in. I think human beings need to be as responsible for the music that they expose themselves to as they are responsible for the food that they eat. Because we ingest music at even deeper levels than we take food. Can you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
The universe is harmony. Everything in the universe is harmony. This energy we're talking about, this divine energy, it flows in harmony. Anytime we begin to expose ourselves to harmonious music, music that carries deep levels and well-coordinated levels of harmony and timing, particularly when we are walking a lot, and then we're assisting ourselves to even getting deeper into that harmonious rhythm that is the universe. And so, yes, you see, when we take music in and it resonates inside of us along the waterways of the body. When you place music on top of water, you get a phenomenal resonance, and that's what happens when we take in, when we ingest music. It resonates, it touches every single organ, including the brain, and it begins to pull us back into rhythm. So the answer to your question is you're absolutely correct. Sound plays an amazing part, but we have to take responsibility for the sound that we ingest and to ensure that it is absolutely harmonious and in keeping with bringing us, pulling us back into this place of harmony. Does that help you to understand it?
Yeah, yes, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Now, I see today we are very busy. There are a lot of callers out there, and I have Hollis on the line. Hollis, are you there?
Yes, I am, Reverend Norma, and again, thank you for your insightful and knowledgeable body of work that you're sharing today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. What are you learning?
Well, I am learning quite a lot. And in that regard, I have called to ask a question about going back to as above, so below.
Mm-hmm.
I am learning a lot about rhythms. I'm learning a lot about many of the topics you're talking about. But again, I want to ask the question. You started off with as above, so below. And somehow or the other, I need to get a little clarification in terms of this above, in terms of understanding what it means from the perspective of our inner consciousness.
Okay, good question.
I am trying to make that connection.
Good question. Now, the Beatles, John Lennon, sang a song that just touched me very deeply when I heard it several years ago. Now I'm dating myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Yes.
No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Phenomenal words.
Yes.
Phenomenal words that says if we stop for a moment and stop aligning what is above us with this word that we've created here on earth called heaven. You see what I'm saying? Imagine the peaceful state that we could get into, because when we say as above us is the spiritual realm. Everything happens in the spiritual realm, and then it manifests very slowly into the physical. The spiritual realm is where spirit dwells. The spiritual realm is where God dwells. Spiritual realm is where the whole cosmos of the universe was created and is held in place. Can you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
When we can stop just attributing this space above us as just heaven, this place we want to go to so we will be happy. You see what I'm saying? Earlier on I talked about we're children of God, and God intends us to grow up. We need to grow up. And in the growing up, we have to begin to understand right alongside with the teachings that we get in school on mathematics and writing and reading. You see what I'm saying? We have to understand that there is a whole universe out there. And that universe is composed of rhythm and the sound and the energy. And that universe dwells inside of us. And so what this statement is above but so below is saying, above you, shelve the word heaven. Put the word heaven to one side and let your mind begin to investigate what's really above me. Well, what's above me are all the laws of the universe. It's all the spiritual love that there is. It all resides there. But it also resides in me. Can you see how wonderful that is?
Well,
so I think we do ourselves an injustice when we just look up at the skies and think of it as heaven. If we can just put that word to one side for a minute and really begin to think about the phenomenal possibilities that is in that realm, and to understand that those possibilities also live inside of us, then we really got it going on. What do you think?
Well, certainly I hear what you're saying. So again, let me just, for my own, you know, clarification. So you're saying that when we look up, for example, at the sky, many of us are able to see beauty. Some of us do not see that beauty. So the point is that it is our ability to internalize some of these laws that you're talking about that makes us realigned in terms of our spiritual identity.
Well, we have already internalized them. We've been sent here with them inside of us. It is kind of like we have to wake up and understand that it dwells inside of us.
Gotcha.
We're not trying to learn it, you see. It's already in there. We're really trying to get in touch with it.
I hear you.
Does that help you to understand?
Well, certainly. And again, thanks for the clarification. And thanks for the good work that you're doing in terms of explaining spiritually to people like me who are still learning.
Well, we are all still learning, believe you me. The more you learn is the more there is to learn. But we have to take a break. Thank you for calling. Don't go away. This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we have been having quite a busy hour here with callers on this topic that seems to be very popular, as above, so below. And we just had Hollis, who brought to us a very interesting question and kind of pulled out of me what I thought was an interesting answer when I stopped to think about it. As we walk the earth, I want you to stop and think, or maybe this evening or early in the morning, go for a walk and turn your eyes to the skies. What do you see? What are you conscious of when you look up at the skies? For some of us, it's the clouds, the beauty of the clouds. For some of us, it's a clear night. We are enthralled by the stars, the brilliance of the stars. But have you stopped to wonder what else lies above that? We have been given the word heaven as a word that is frequently used in religious circles. Now, there's a big difference between being religious and being spiritual. Religion is an exercise, or it's a series of concepts, or it's a series of philosophies that have been put together by man in the hope to be able to guide human beings to finding a greater reality. And in that regard, we have several religious bodies in the world. And many people go after this search to find something greater than themselves in different directions. And I am of the opinion that all roads lead home. But I know particularly in the Christian religion, and I think there is also the word Navara in another religion, we have been given these words through our religious exposure that tend to become the seal for what we think is above those skies and above the stars. It's just heaven, and it's the place where we will go after we have finished our work here on earth. But I want to challenge you today to look up into those skies and ask, what's beyond those clouds? What's beyond the sky? We came, if we believe that we're spirits, we came from above. We got here through a process as it brought spirit into physicality and into a baby's body and presented us into the world. So we come from realms of spirit that are above us. What exactly does that contain? Above us is all the love. I'll quote for you again something that was given to me in my own spiritual walk and in my own spiritual growth. Love is divine. God is love. When love hits the density that is earth, it turns into light. And so I'd like to invite you to take a walk and look up into those skies and ask the question of your own spirit. What is there beyond those clouds and the stars, etc.? Because it is from where, it is where we truly belong, each and every one of us. We are spiritual, and we belong there. What did we leave behind there? What kind of a blueprint was created? What kind of a blueprint was created that manifested us here on earth? What's inside of that blueprint? And if the blueprint was created up on earth, you know, it's much like seeing the blueprints of a house. You sit down with an architect, you see the blueprints of the house, and it's absolutely beautiful, and you can absolutely be fascinated by that. if you come back in a couple of months, you will see the actual manifestation of an exact replica of that blueprint. That's who we are. We have blueprints above us in the spiritual realm, and we're walking here, we're walking examples like the house of the blueprint that has been created. What is it that keeps us from being able to be aligned, fully aligned and fully in rhythm with the prints that are above us? Because when we are fully aligned and fully in tune with those blueprints, we become the master creators that we are. We begin to take on into our hands the ability to be co-creators with God and recreate this planet, not only ourselves, but recreate the planet in the way that it should be recreated so that we can survive. Our survival is in our hands, but first we've got to wake up and step from being children of God into fully fledged adults with responsibility, taking on the full responsibility of investigating the rhythm of the universe and the rhythm of who we are, and learning as spiritual adults how to use that which we have within us, that which we have above us, and create what it is that this world, that this earth needs, so that we as beings can survive here. So what can I leave with you today that will help you to engage this process? Sometimes I think that the opposite to love is fear. And we live in a fear-riddled society. That fear-riddled society, when we are aligned with it, takes us to the place where we make our decisions and we see everything through the eyes of fear. The ultimate goal is to pull ourselves back in harmony with the universe, where everything is peaceful and loving and rhythmically and harmoniously aligned. And in order to do that, there are some simple things, simple steps that we can begin to take, as that will take us back into harmony. Step number one, engage in meditation. Inherent in silence is sacredness. Sacredness will take you back into divinity. Divinity is closely connected with what is above. So spend 15 minutes, 10 minutes if that's all that you can do, in meditation. We are taught in our religious instructions how to pray. Prayer has two parts. One part is going to an asking of God. The other part is shutting up and being silent so we can listen to the response, because the answers already reside within. So engage in daily meditation. Be still and come to know that the God that you seek dwells within you and within all of nature. Get in rhythm and stay. Try to stay in divine rhythm. Begin to walk in nature so that you can absorb from nature this thing of being in orderly, divine harmony. Nature knows this. Nature understands this. Nature lives that way. So the more we spend time in the rhythm of nature is the more we begin to become more harmonious and in one with what is above and what is inside of us. Take responsibility for the sound that you ingest. The world is full of music. Some of it very harmonious, some of it not very harmonious. Some of it is intended to motivate one to take action. All of it has its place, but when we're beginning to strive to get back into alignment with divine rhythm, then we need to take responsibility for what we ingest in terms of music. Take a yoga class. Take a meditation class. Experience some massage so you can begin to massage out of the body the dysfunctions and the fears that we have taken on. These are all steps that will begin to bring you back into alignment with what is above, because what is above is pure harmony. What is above is pure love. What is above is the laws that govern the universe. What is above is also written in your inward parts. And the more you begin to take on a little bit of silence every day, you begin to get inside and you can feel that rhythm and you could feel yourself being drawn back into that rhythmic walk. I hope that today's session provided you with some food for thought and some information, and that you will go out and seek some of these things that we've talked about today. God bless you. Have a blessed week. Send me your questions by email if you think of them after the show. And I will look forward to see you next week when we will talk about the role of beauty in our growth and our development.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.